Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today as we continue to learn all about bikes. All right, we've learned about how some bikes are great for riding uphill or up mountains. Those are mountain bikes. Some bikes are built for comfort to get you from your home to work or school. Those are city bikes. And of course, there are hybrid bikes, also called cross bikes. Now, what kind of bike do you have, or maybe what kind of bike do you want to ride? Carolyn?
Well, I have a city bike. It's pretty useful, fairly comfortable, but it doesn't look very nice. But I think I would like to get a mountain bike so that I can go on all of the amazing trails here in Taiwan.
Well, I have to say, I really enjoy having a mountain bike because the shocks are great for the mountain roads. And especially, you never know what kind of holes will be in the roads. Well, it's time for us to continue learning all about bikes in today's lesson. So let's get started.
All about bikes. Bikes built for speed. If going fast is your goal, you'll want to choose a road bike. These bikes are lighter than other bikes, so riders can go faster. The downside is that their frames aren't made to handle riding over small holes in the road. But for pushing the limits of speed, nothing beats a road bike. The style of handlebars normally used on road bikes forces riders to bend forward while pedaling. This position offers less wind resistance and makes faster speeds possible. Road bikes come with more gears than other bikes, so riders can go up and down steep mountain roads more easily.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Not all bikes are built the same. It's important to choose the right one. In day two of our sports article on biking this month, we'll learn more about choosing the right bike and how to take care of it. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary. Frame. Frame is a noun. The frame of Sandy's bike wasn't damaged much in her recent accident. Maintenance. Maintenance is a noun. Because Mr. Dean performed regular maintenance on his 20-year-old car, it runs almost like a new one. Grease. Grease is a verb. Pat pulled his bike out of the garage and greased the chain before he rode it. Inspection. Inspection is a noun. During an inspection of her car, Samantha discovered that she needed new brakes. Your more information words are handlebar. Handlebar is a noun. Wind resistance. Wind resistance is a noun. Sounds like some good, important information. Let's dive right in.
Well, maybe a road bike is more what you need. Let's learn all about this. Let's talk about it together and read this together. If going fast is your goal, you'll want to choose a road bike. All right, these are bikes built for speed, as we can see in the title of this section. Would you be interested in having a road bike, Carolyn?
Well, it would certainly get me where I want to go faster, but there are some disadvantages to road bikes that I'm not so sure, but there are a lot of good things as well. We read, these bikes are lighter than other bikes, so riders can go faster. So the bike that I have right now is pretty heavy, so it wouldn't go near as fast as a road bike.
Well, road bikes are built for speed. They're built to go very fast. And so, of course, they can be quite expensive. because they are light. It costs more money to make a lighter bike. I have a friend who has a bike made of titanium. Very expensive material, but it's very fast. A very convenient bike if you like speed.
That's right. And those are some good points. The bike is much lighter. It can go faster. But we continue reading. The downside is that their frames aren't made to handle riding over small holes in the road. So there are some very good points about it, but some not so good points as well, like the downsides. Let's look at that word, downside versus upside. Now, what's a downside, Gabe?
Well, that's the negative aspect of something, or something that is not positive. So, of course, the positive thing about a road bike is that it can go fast. That's the upside, okay? That's the positive side. The downside is that it's not built for going over holes in the road. All right, well, how else can you use the word downside, Carolyn?
Well, you can use it when you are just describing lots of positive things about something, and then you say, oh, but the downside is, and then something negative. So maybe you find a great deal shopping online, if you remember our online shopping article, and you get a great deal, but the downside is you have to wait 3 weeks before your items will arrive.
That's a great point. Or maybe you have just been working at a job that keeps you in an office all day long. The upside is that you have a good salary. The downside is that you don't have as much free time as you would like. All right, so there are upsides and downsides to almost everything in life. Well, we have an upside to this sentence. Of course, we have a keyword there. Straight from our word bank, it is frame. We're talking about a bike frame here. As you learned last month, frame could also refer to the frame of your body. But here, it's a bike frame.
That's right. So this gives the bike its shape, its structure. It holds everything together. And so bikes can have different shaped frames depending on the type of bike you are interested in getting. So we'll learn a little bit more about the road bike here.
That's right. It has a nice frame. Now, what else in life has a frame? Well, I can think of bed frames. They kind of keep the shape of the bed. They keep the bed sturdy. Your bed frame is very important. Of course, here we're talking about bike frames, and the bike frame for a road bike isn't made to go over small holes in the road. Well, let's continue. But for pushing the limits of speed, nothing beats a road bike.
And we see that phrase again, nothing beats. If you remember yesterday, we used that to describe a mountain bike going over rocky trails. But here we're using it to describe this road bike because nothing beats a road bike when it comes to speed. Now, there's another great phrase in this sentence, pushing the limits. To push limits, what does that mean, Gabe?
Well, everything has limits or boundaries. Okay, and so if you want to push the limits of speed, that means you want to go faster than what people may expect. All right, you want to push the limits. What else can you push the limits of? Well, I think sometimes we as humans like to push our own limits. We think we can only do so much, but it's good to challenge ourselves to push our own limits.
That's right. So many athletes push their limits when they go to the Olympics. It's very demanding, very challenging, and they have to push themselves to the limit. Well, talking about speed and road bikes, we continue reading. The style of handlebars normally used on road bikes forces riders to bend forward while pedaling. So you aren't sitting up straight like you might on a normal bike. You are forced to bend forward over top of the bike.
That's right, using your handlebars. And you use your handlebars to control or handle the bike. Of course, you've seen that verb handle in today's lesson and yesterday's lesson many times. That is to control something. And you control your bike with the handlebars.
That's right. Now, why would you want to be bent over your bike? This position offers less wind resistance and makes faster speeds possible. And this is a good thing if you want a speedy bike.
Okay, what is wind resistance? That is when the wind makes it hard for you to go fast. All right, so if you have a bike like this, there is less wind resistance. All right, now let's continue. Road bikes come with more gears than other bikes, so riders can go up and down steep mountain roads more easily. All right, so that is a great thing about having a road bike. Well, let's continue learning something with Steve and Ken in the information cloud, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Friends, today's Info Cloud lesson is for all of you who just can't seem to get excited about learning English. May we introduce to you the sticky language ball.
For its core, pick something you enjoy doing, a hobby, a sport, anything that gets you excited. The idea is to take the passion you feel for one thing and transfer it to something that you don't feel so passionate about, like maybe English.
Right. And it was this biking article that reminded me of when one of my teachers first challenged me to make a sticky language ball. I loved biking, so I made the names of bicycle parts the core of the ball.
Then, as the next layer, use those words to create simple sentences. With tire, for example, you might say, the tire is round, or the tire is flat.
Exactly. Then, after mastering those, I'd begin to stick on the next layer.
Studying a foreign language isn't easy.
But if you connect it with something you enjoy, I think you can make some real progress. So friends, what are you passionate about? Use that passion and create your own sticky language ball.
如果你对学英文没什么兴趣，但是又被别人逼得要学英文，你可以将一个你有兴趣的活动用在英文的学习。做法是，你可以想象一个 sticky ball， 在这个球的最内层是英文单字。假设你对脚踏车有兴趣，你可以把今天课文里所有跟脚踏车零件有关的单字找出来，像 frame、handlebar、gear、chain、tire、brake。先学会这些单字后，你就可以扩展到外面的一层，就是用这些单字造简单的句子。例如 ,the tire is flat, 或是 my bike has 21 gears。这个小 pebble 可以让你对某样东西的兴趣转移到英文的学习上。如此一来，英文就应该不那么的枯燥乏味了。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点，我们来看 frame 这个名词。Frame 在这里是指骨架或框架。例如 ,the timber frame of that house is decaying because of termites.这栋房子的木头结构因为白蚁而腐蚀了。或者是 Faith has a frame of a dancer. Faith 有舞者的骨架。Frame 也可以指相框或眼镜架。例如 Alex is wearing new glasses with a titanium alloy frame. Alex 戴着一副钛合金镜框的新眼镜。其实我们看的是 wind resistance 这个名词。Wind 是指风， resistance 是指阻力或抵挡。所以加在一起 wind resistance 是指风阻。例如 ,if you open the windows while you drive, the wind resistance will increase. 如果你开车的时候开着窗户，风阻力会增加。或者是 the shape of the car was designed to lower the wind resistance. 这部车子的线条是为了降低风阻而设计的。
We are continuing our lesson all about bikes. And today so far we have talked about bikes built for speed, road bikes that have a much lighter frame than other bikes, but they aren't made to handle going over small holes that you might find in roads. These bikes are good, however, because they have more gears to help you go up steep mountain roads.Now, we want to make sure that you're able to take care of whatever bike you happen to have. So, let's continue learning with the next part of our lesson.
All about bikes.
Bike care and maintenance. Whatever bike you choose to ride, bike company Merida suggests doing a few things before every ride. These include checking and greasing the chain, checking the tire pressure, and testing the brakes. For new bikes, Merida recommends an inspection after 3 to 6 weeks of riding. The reason? Several parts on the bike will shift and change, so fixing them will help your bike last longer.
All right, it's good to know how to take care of and maintain your bike. Well, let's go back to the beginning of this section, and we see a key word right there, maintenance. Maintenance, how to maintain something. That means you are taking care of something and keeping it in good shape.
That is very important, especially when it comes to your transportation. A lot of times we talk about having regular car maintenance. It's important to take your car to the mechanic to make sure that everything is working properly. That is also true for your bike, which is why we have a section here, bike care and maintenance.
Well, I have a scooter, and of course that needs maintenance as well. I need to make sure it has good oil. I need to change the oil every once in a while. I need to make sure the tires are good too. That's very important. Now we talk about high maintenance and low maintenance people as well. If you're a high maintenance person, that means you need a lot of things done for you. You need people to take care of you, and it's hard to please you. But if you're a low maintenance person, that means you're easygoing, you're laid back. It doesn't take much to please you.
That's right. Well, we continue reading in our article, whatever bike you choose to ride, bike company Merida suggests doing a few things before every ride. So it's important to take care of your bike. So what things do they recommend, Gabe?
Well, I'm really glad that this is in our lesson, Carolyn, because I don't usually think about doing some of these things before I ride my bike. Okay, some of these things include checking and greasing the chain, checking the tire pressure, and testing the brakes. All right, so those are all different parts of your bike that you need to check before you go for a bike ride.
And that's right. And it says to do this before every ride.
Yeah.
I know I do not check these things before every time I ride my bicycle, but they recommend it. And that first one right there, checking and greasing the chain. I think that's something a lot of people forget. And we have a word from our word bank, grease. To grease something just means to put oil on something. Now, if you're greasing your chain, that means that you're putting some oil on the chain of your bike so that it will turn properly through all of the gears.
That's right. It will go smoother. What else do you need to grease? Well, sometimes I talk about greasing the hinges of a door. If you open a door and there's not enough oil in the hinges, then it will make a creaking sound. And you need to grease the hinges or grease other things so that it doesn't make that sound. Now, Carolyn, when you're cooking, do you ever have to grease a pan?
Well, sometimes if you are baking something or if you want to cook something in oil, it's important that you grease the pan first before putting in the rest of the food to cook.
All right, so there are different ways you can use this word, grease. Now, I don't usually think about greasing my bike chain, but something I do is check the tire pressure. And I think I do that before every ride. So at least I did one of these things.
Well, that's good. I always check my brakes because regardless of what anything else is doing on my bike, I want my brakes to work.
That is true. It could be quite dangerous if your brakes are not working. All right, well, what else does Merida recommend? Merida recommends an inspection after 3 to 6 weeks of riding.
That's right, and that is for new bikes, not just for any bike, but for new bikes, they recommend an inspection after 3 to 6 weeks. And that is very interesting. We have that word inspection. Let's look at that first. What is an inspection, Gabe?
Well, that means you are carefully checking something. And it usually means someone with a little more professional experience is checking something. All right, so you need to have someone come in and inspect. That's the verb form, I-N-S-P-E-C-T. They're inspecting to make sure that everything is all right.
That's very important. And as we said earlier, with cars and scooters, you want to maintain them, have their maintenance checked. It means that you also want to take those in for an inspection as well.
Now, where else in life might you have an inspection? Well, if you ever were in the army, then maybe you had your room inspected. Someone came in and did a room inspection. They checked to make sure everything was very clean. Okay, here we're talking about the inspection of a bike. And the reason? Well, several parts on the bike will shift and change. So fixing them will help your bike last longer. Carolyn, what does it mean to shift?
Well, it means to change positions. So things on a new bike might change positions as you ride it. So it's important to take it in for an inspection. Well, right now it is time for us to enjoy a review skit and then learn with Michelle in the language lab.
Wow! Look at all the bicycles!
Yes, you should buy a bike and hit the road.
Well, I haven't ridden a bike in years.
Well, chances are you still remember how.
Yes, I suppose so.
Then there's no excuse not to get out and ride.
Maybe you're right. So what kind of bicycle should I get?
Well, some bicycles are for commuting.
Like getting to work?
Yes. Bikes for commuting are comfortable and sturdy.
And expensive.
A cheaper alternative is a city bike.
But those are not very attractive.
Mm.
And I really don't plan on commuting.
For riding on dirt and rocky trails, nothing beats a mountain bike.
Oh, a mountain bike. But I really don't plan on riding in the mountains.
Well, some bikes are built for speed. Road bikes are lighter, so you can go faster.
But the handlebars look different.
Yes. Road bikes force the rider to bend forward while pedaling.
Oh, that's uncomfortable. Besides, I really don't plan to ride fast.
Well, then, what kind of bike do you want?
How about a red one?
OK, 继续我们看 grease 这个字。grease 当名词是指润滑油或油脂。例如 grease stains can be easily removed with this detergent. 这种清洁剂可以轻松去除油渍。但是 grease 在今天的课文中是当动词，意思是加润滑油或者是抹上油。例如 grease the pan with butter, 用奶油将锅子抹上油。或者是 the door needs to be greased, it creaks a lot, 这扇门需要上润滑油，它常常发出声响。所以我们看的是 inspection 这个名词。Inspection 是指审查或检查。例如 the newly remodeled restaurant didn't pass the safety inspection. 这家新装修的餐厅没有通过安全检查。它的动词是去掉字尾的 ion 变成 inspect。例如 make sure you inspect the merchandise when it arrives. 货物到达时你一定要仔细的检查。And let's head back to our lesson now.
So far today, we've talked about road bikes. Those are bikes built for speed. We've also talked about how important it is to take care of your bike, to have bike maintenance. Now, something else that's very important is how else you can protect your bike. What's another way you can protect your bike, Carolyn?
Well, locking your bike properly to prevent it from being stolen is very important. And a lot of bike companies and lock companies recommend that you use a U-lock instead of a chain lock because rope locks or chain locks can be cut very easily. A U-lock is much more difficult.
All right, and what is a U-lock? Well, it's easy. You can remember it by the shape. It looks like a U, and it's very sturdy. All right, it's important to lock your bike. You don't want it to get stolen. We have more to learn all about bikes next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.